I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While the world talks politics regarding the nuclear deal, the future of Christians in Iran is unclear. The Voice of the Martyrs believes that, if anything, persecution will only get worse. VOM's Todd Nettleton.
This deal clearly seems to strengthen the Iranian government, to give them more of a position of strength within their own country, and putting them in a stronger position internally in Iran likely means that they will have more ability and more opportunity to persecute Christians.
So pray for wisdom for the government leaders in the U.S. and Iran, because who knows, it could be an opportunity to reach out and encourage believers. Building bridges and redemption, those two concepts are part of a bigger one. Second chances. Send International shares the story of missionaries in Albania who wanted to do just that with the Roma community. They face a lot of bad stereotypes, and the couple wanted to send them a different message. So they got an old building that was neglected, fixed it up, and today it's a bustling ministry hub that's also teaching business as missions. It's a great story, so read the rest of it at missionnews.org. It's pretty obvious when buildings change, but what about individuals? I mean, how do you know if a friend who says they're a Christian isn't just faking it? Audio Scripture Ministries' Jim Loker.
As we see people's lives change, as we see them coming together into small groups or attending church, we know that God has gotten a hold of their lives. This isn't some religion.
In southern Mexico, the seed of God's word has been planted, and now it's starting to grow. Over 850 people have been baptized within the last couple of years, so please pray that this gospel growth continues. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.